Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, Donnie, a quiz show. But first, why don't we go back for a moment, look at the Post-Gazette writers, sports writers, predictions for the Steelers season. I'll give the record they said for the Steelers and their Super Bowl pick. How do you like that?
I do like that. That also tells me that you made some good picks.
This is a humble brag from Joe that's coming.
Jerry Dulac, 11-6 in the Super Bowl, Dolphins 49ers.
Wah, wah.
Wah,
wah. Dolphins?
Ray Fittipaldo, our favorite, Steelers record 9-8, Super Bowl, Chiefs Packers.
Wah, that's
wah,
over.
Wah. Brian Batko, 9-8, Super Bowl, Ravens 49ers.
Wah, wah, wah.
Christopher Carter, Steelers record 11-6, Super Bowl, Ravens, Lions.
Ooh. He's alive. He's very
right,
alive.
Chris.
The savvy old news hound, Steelers record 10-7. Do you see myself patting myself on the back?
Patting. Now, what's the Super Bowl pick?
You get both hands
Super
patting
Super Bowl
here.
Pick was Chiefs and Lions. Jason Mackey, Steelers record 9-8, Super Bowl, Bills, 49ers.
Wah, wah, wah.
Finally, Gene Collier, 8-9 with the Bills and the Cowboys. Can you imagine if we had to endure another Bills-Cowboys Super Bowl? Wani would have come out of retirement to coach that thing. All right, I'm ready.
I missed you by a game. I had 9-8 as their final record.
And what was your Super Bowl again?
Chiefs over Lions.
I had Lions over Chiefs, Donnie. What was yours, Limits?
I was Lions over Bengals.
I don't blame you for that pick. I really don't.
I thought Burrow was going to come back with a vengeance.
I thought they were going to. I had them.
I thought they
pick
win
right
did.
To win the division.
His defense let him down.
If they get a defense, they might be pretty good next year. All right, let's go. A themed quiz show. And this is the theme is what, Limits? The last 8 years of playoff failure?
That's correct. The first question is not, because I think it's a fascinating question, but then the rest are all going to be playoff edition-wise.
All right.
So
Donnie goes first.
Yes, I listened to last week.
What's the score?
So it was tied 4-4, and then, Joe, you jumped out to a 5-4 lead. Last week, though, the winner was, because I was not here, Donnie.
Yeah,
so we're tied 5-5.
This is incredible, Donnie.
And the first question is
to you,
Donnie.
And we'll finish it with a Super Bowl quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Donnie. Donnie, two players in Steelers history have won the MVP award. I'm sure you're familiar with one being Terry Bradshaw. Who is the other player in Steelers history to win the MVP award?
Oh, man. I'm just going to totally guess here and say Franco Harris.
Franco Harris is incorrect.
Holy horse milk. Jack Lambert.
That is incorrect.
No, it's not. He won the MVP.
No, he won Defensive
Player of the Year.
That's correct.
Damn it.
Thank you.
How do we not know this, Donnie?
I don't know.
I don't blame you for not knowing this.
Oh, I know what it is.
Donnie?
Is it John Henry Johnson?
It is not.
Joe Green?
No.
Donnie?
Is it William Shakespeare?
The first ever draft pick. No, I'm just playing. It's not William Shakespeare.
Wait a second. Why can't we get this?
I always thought Bradshaw was the only one.
I could not believe this when I saw it. I did not know this when I was researching this yesterday.
I'm embarrassed not to know this.
And Lawrence Taylor's the only defensive player to win MVP.
If he gives us the decade, we're going to get it. What decade was it? So who gets that caveat?
I think Donnie, because he's on his hint.
Was it Dick Schneider?
No.
Dick Schneider? Are you kidding me?
I have no idea who it could be.
Well, when do we have a clue come in? Before I go or before you go?
I guess it would have to be my next turn. Because
yeah, so Joe, you have to make another guess.
It wasn't Ben, wasn't Le'Veon, wasn't Antonio Brown.
Nope.
None of those guys.
Nope.
I know it wasn't any of the defensive players back then. Was it? Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson is incorrect.
I know.
Pre-1970s.
I mean, we kind of figured that.
Oh, I know. I know who it is.
Yeah, Joe knows who it is. Like, I actually think
Go ahead,
knows.
Donnie.
Oh, God. I mean, well, I already said, like, it's no defensive player because I was going to guess
John Henry
Ernie
Johnson
Stautner.
Was a great
guess.
That was
a great guess.
I was going to guess Stautner, but that's not it.
Do you have a guess, Donnie?
No, go ahead.
All right, Joe.
Y.A. Tittle.
No. Oh, my God.
I get more guesses. Bobby Lane.
I know. You know, Donnie has to guess.
Oh, go ahead. Do you have any more guesses left?
I was going to guess the name you just said.
Y.A. Tittle.
No, I was going to guess Bobby Lane.
I have no more guesses. Can we have another clue?
This man is in the Steelers Hall of Honor, and I can hear Larry Richard announcing his name for whatever reason for the Hall of Honor. He played in the 1940s.
I was there.
I
covered
have no,
this
I,
man.
I have no idea.
Now Ron's laughing at us. It's not Dick Shiner? I don't know. Who is
Who
it?
Who is it?
All right. Halfback Bill Dudley in 1946.
Oh, Bill Dudley.
Bill Dudley.
That hurts, Donnie.
No one wins.
Bubba they Ray. Didn't have an MVP in the 1940s.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Limits.
Yeah, when I looked it up, I saw that he, when we looked up, has there ever been a co-MVP before? I saw Bill Dudley was in 1946, and I was like, that was going to be a perfect quiz show answer tomorrow.
This says the AP NFL MVP began in 1957 with Jim Brown.
Well, then, whatever that is, it sucks. There was
what
still
are you
an
talking
there was
about?
Still an MVP named. It might
well,
not
where?
Have been the MVP, How? But it was by somebody.
There was no MVP.
Yes, there was.
Donnie, who put out an MVP in 46?
Fox Sports had it. You want to blame anybody? Blame Fox Sports.
All right, next question. This is unbelievable.
1946, Bill okay. Dudley.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Joe here.
Joe, you get this question. Joe's going to hate this question. The Steelers' first of six losses in a row in the playoffs came in New England in 2016 in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. I was there. I was.
Who caught the Steelers' touchdown from Ben Roethlisberger in a 36-17 loss of the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, the last score that the Steelers had that season?
D'Angelo Williams.
That's incorrect.
I know who it is.
Donnie knows?
Kobe Hamilton.
That's correct.
Kobe Hamilton.
What a pick. Donnie's knowledge of just these obscure wide receivers.
I have no chance here.
Are so funny to me.
I'll tell you what I did that day. I went to Foxborough very early because you have to.
Is it true that it's like, what, 45 minutes away from
Boston? From Boston.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So I went there. They have a movie theater, like a mall, right on the scene of the stadium. I went and watched Hidden Figures, that movie. Then I went and watched whatever playoff game was before that. I guess the NFC title game.
Yeah.
And then had an unbelievable dinner in the press box that included lobster roll on a croissant and all the danishes you could eat and Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Anyway, go ahead.
This question is for Donnie. Donnie, the Steelers lost 45-42 to Jacksonville in the 2017 AFC Divisional Round. This Jaguars player scored 3 touchdowns in the game. Who was it?
Leonard Fournette.
I knew that.
Playoff Lenny.
Leonard Fournette ran wild.
That was easy, Donnie.
He had a 4th and goal early where he jumped over the whole line.
It was 28-0 at one point, wasn't it? Or 21-0? 28-7.
All right, Joe, then I'll give you a question you might consider easy. The Steelers' stretch of awful first quarter starts began against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
But went to a new low against the Cleveland Browns during the 2020 COVID season when they were down by this score going into the second quarter.
28-0.
That's correct.
It's 2-1, Donnie. I was there.
A big one.
I wasn't there, actually, for
the
that
COVID
game.
Season.
No, I was not there.
All right, Donnie, next question is to you. The Steelers lost to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in Ben Roethlisberger's final game during the 2021 season. This was in the playoffs. Who did Ben Roethlisberger throw his last touchdown pass to?
In that... Go ahead.
James Washington?
James Washington is correct. Donnie with another great pull.
That's unbelievable, Donnie.
James Washington's been a steady pull throughout the
season. You got a Jordan Todman question?
This is why he's Donnie football. The ball knowledge for Donnie is insane.
This is like Joe Smeltzer's World Series knowledge. You're like a football rain man. What the hell are you doing? Kobe Hamilton? All right, go ahead.
James Washington.
3-1.
All right, Joe. Byron Pringle caught 2 touchdowns for the Chiefs in that exact game.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes threw him 1 of the scores. Who threw the other touchdown to make it 42-14 Chiefs?
Oh, shoot. Who was the running back? You know this, don't you, Donnie?
Yeah, he knows. Donnie, I wonder if Donnie,
you know,
when him and Sarah on
pass.
Just like a random Tuesday night in the middle of the summer are like, all right, honey, let's put on 2021 Steelers playoffs against the Chiefs, the final game for Ben, and he knows this answer.
Something is telling me it was a trick play where Travis Kelce threw the ball.
What is your answer?
Travis Kelce.
That's correct.
Pretty
and
good,
good pull. Donnie.
Good don't pull. Think you got the old man here.
Good pull.
3-2.
A little jump pass.
All right, here's the big question. The final question.
Wait, how is this the big question?
Because none of you got the first question.
All right.
I get to go first here.
Donnie gets to go first because you went first
this
last.
This is a numbers question.
Yes. Donnie.
This is worth 3 points for everybody out there, so the winner of this wins this game.
If you pay a lot of attention to the Pump and Joe show, you might know this answer. 24 teams have won a playoff game since the last time that the Steelers won a playoff game in 2016. How many of the 7 teams that have not won a playoff game longer than the Steelers can you name?
I can do 3.
I can do all 7.
Wow.
Well, if he said 3, all I need to do is 4.
Maybe Donnie can name 5.
No, he throws it to me.
He can throw it right back. Yes, he can.
That's against the rules.
That's not against the rules.
No, I thought Joe had it right.
He says how many he can name, and then I say no.
I thought you and Malzi would always go back and forth. I can name 3. Malzi would say, I can name 4. You would say, I can name 5, and Malzi would say, prove it.
Malzi's gone. He's not on this show anymore. I'm not on his show, however you
want
to view
it. That's what I thought we were doing is the original quiz show rules.
I'll name all 7, Donnie. All right. How do you like that?
Okay.
Can you name all 7?
Yes, who have longer playoff winless streaks than the Steelers.
That's correct.
Jets, Dolphins, Broncos, Cardinals. Why is he doing that to me?
I'm reading them back off so that I can check them off.
Yeah, now I'm confused because there was an echo.
All right, start over.
Jets, Dolphins, Broncos, Raiders, Cardinals, Bears, and Panthers.
Yeah, well
done.
Donnie!
Well done.
Yeah, Donnie!
Good job, Joe.
Thank
That's
you.
A good win.
No one else
That's
seems
a good win.
Particularly happy for me, but I'm happy
I was
for
rooting
me.
For Donnie.
Donnie, your knowledge of those old games is just ridiculous. Why were you rooting for Donnie?
I feel like I have a knack for like those random players.
You really do. The Travis Kelce thing won me the game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd be going overtime right now. Why do I remember that? Because I remember...
It was real late in the game, too.
Yeah. It was like just became a joke to the Chiefs. Just like this year's game became a joke to the Ravens. Last year was a joke to the Bills. One year was a joke to the Jaguars. And one year was a joke to who? Who's the other loss to?
Who would you list there?
Jaguars, 45. Oh, the Browns.
Yeah.
That was the biggest joke of all. They didn't even have their coach at the game. Some guy
he was
named,
watching on a delay.
Some guy named Frank joined the huddle. Remember that Baker Mayfield
yes.
quote? Think about this streak. It's just, it's maddening. It's maddening that nothing is done about it. You know what I mean?
By the way, Joe, the Pro Football Hall of Fame does list Bill Dudley as the league MVP in 1946.
Thanks to fake
does
John it? And Robinson for tweeting that in. Yes. I think that's fake John, right?
Yeah, that's it.